wonderful to be together this morning, and the singing was beautiful. You know, if this Thanksgiving is going to be the best we've ever had, it's good for us to start by working on having a thankful attitude in everything that we do in life, to make this a part of our life and our thinking and our character as Christians, to always be thinking of giving God thanks for all that He is and for all that He does in our lives. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16, Paul is writing and he says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In everything give thanks. And this word, we're told in the original language, that it means in connection with everything. And so, in everything in life, in connection with that, everything that happens in your life, the circumstances in your life, give thanks to God for that. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And so a very clear statement about the importance of us having a thankful attitude, a thankful heart. And it's that time of year that we think of those things. But if we can truly make this a part of our life on a consistent basis, not only can we have the best Thanksgiving we've ever had, it can change our life. It can change our life for the rest of our life if we truly have that type of outlook in our life, to be thankful. With the possible exception of our own sins that we need to repent of and confess before God, as far as the circumstances of life that are happening to us, in everything we need to give thanks to God. There is always something there that you can be thankful for, even when things are not going well. And it's not just when things are going well that we are to be thankful. The real test is that we are able to give thanks to God when things are not going well in life. And we need to be reminded of that we as Christians are to be living a God-centered life. And that as we live that type of life, we are recognizing God in His goodness to us and in His faithfulness that He has provided. He does provide for us and care for us, both physically and spiritually. And even though there can be circumstances, and there are in life, in all of our lives, that things happen in our lives that in themselves aren't good. And yet, we can be thankful to God in those circumstances because of other things that He is doing that are good. And as we keep our eyes on Him, God is able to bring out of even those circumstances ultimate good in our lives, that we may be a blessing in our lives to those around us, and that God can use us and work through us. So we always need to have that kind of attitude in life. In Psalm 100 in verse 4 and 5, the psalmist, he says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations." I like to picture in my mind that idea of going into a garden with the gate, that you're entering into His gates with thanksgiving. As when God created man and placed him in the garden, that we can go into the presence of God. We have that song that I come to the garden alone, and we spend time with God, and we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When we approach God and we come into his presence, we come with thanksgiving, acknowledging his goodness, that he provides for us. He's faithful. And though sometimes we go through hard times, God is always there, and he will never fail us. We need to not be like the people that the Apostle Paul is writing about in the book of Romans when he speaks about those that were among the Gentiles and among the pagan peoples. He said, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts and their foolish hearts were darkened. These people that he speaks about there, like Jeremy was mentioning this morning, there is an abundance of evidence all around us of the truthfulness of God, that he, his power, his creation of the creation, and that knowledge is there for everyone to behold. He says that they're without excuse. But even though they did know that, they did have that knowledge, is what Paul is saying, that they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So we live in a world that is very unthankful. And we see that on every hand, that we take in the blessings of God. We live in a wonderful country of abundance of blessings, and yet we see people that aren't thankful for that around us, and throwing riots in the streets, and refusing to salute the flag, and many other things that are happening where people, we can see, they do not appreciate the blessings of God, and they do not acknowledge God as the source of these blessings. We need to not be taken down by that in our lives. We as Christians, the guiding principle of our lives is to be that we are thankful people. Whenever we were not Christians, then that would make sense. That the normal thing to not be a believer in God would be to be unthankful. But to be converted and saved and our sins forgiven and we have a new life in Christ, the normal thing about that is to be thankful. That the overriding principle, the central quality of the life of a Christian, is that we are thankful people. We're thankful that God has loved us, that he has saved us, that he has promised us a home in heaven, and he stands there to help us through answering our prayers and the providence of God all around us in our lives. But sometimes, even though that is true, we become unthankful, even as Christians. And as we see the example of those around us, we can easily fall into that. And then we forget to thank God. And we begin to grumble and complain sometimes about the circumstances of our life, that things are not fair, and that is difficult, and we may even begin to question why things are happening in our life. And that is why the Bible reminds us so many times that we need to be thankful. We need to give thanks to God in everything that happens in our life, to give thanks to God. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, this verse is one that we think about a lot, and it is a verse that is very deep in thought. And he says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. To those who love God, those people who love God, they are filled with the recognition of God's love in our lives and the desire to be returning in our obedience to God and living for him. That those people who are his people, he's saying that all things work together for good God in His purposes and in His plans for our lives has planned for our salvation. He's provided Jesus Christ for our lives, and those things that happen in our lives, they work together for good. Paul is not saying here, and we look at the wording that he even uses here, that he says, not that all things work are good in themselves, and not that we are to think that the things themselves are good, but that God works them together for good in our life. Even when things are going not well, when something happens that is disturbing and upsetting and very sad in our life, or a troublesome, a trial, a setback in our life that we go through, we can all look back on our lives and we see things like that that have happened. Some of you in this year, in this family, in this congregation, you have seen these things happen. Whether you have lost a loved ones, or you have found out that you have cancer, or you've had to move from one job to another, or one place from another, and this has been a difficult year. And yet, as we look at that, we see that God is able to work through these things in your life and bring good according to His purpose, and to trust Him, to allow Him to work through it and to bring good from it. That is the faith that we need to have as His children. There's a wonderful example that we see in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. He says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." Daniel was living here in the land of captivity, and they were threatening them at the time not to pray to any other deity than the Babylonian deity. And Daniel understood that the consequence of that could be that he would be thrown in the den of lions. And yet, fully understanding that, he went to his home and he opened the windows and he prayed to God 3 times that day and every day. He did not allow that to stop him for one moment of his praying to God and giving God thanks. What a great example of that. And then the following day, he was arrested and thrown in the den of lions, and he spent the night there. But he came forth out of that unharmed because God watched over him. It needs to be a habit in our life, in other words, that we give God thanks. When we get up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, when we pray over our meals, it needs to be a thing that is always coming out of our thoughts and our mouths, to give God thanks. And thanking Him not just for answering something that we needed. Thanking Him because He is a good God. He is faithful. He loves us. He provides for us. He's always there. Everything that He has done has been good from the beginning of time, for our salvation and for our benefit. And you know, God is the most unappreciated, perhaps, being there is, often in His universe. People go and do not give Him the recognition and the praise that He deserves, taking in the blessings but not returning the thanks to Him. Let us not be that way in our lives, that we appreciate Him. In the book of Colossians, Paul goes to the point to say that this should be overflowing from our lives. It should be abounding in praise and thanksgiving to God. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Some translations, I believe it says overflowing. That should be true. God has given us so many things to be thankful for. And as we sit around the table and we eat our Thanksgiving meal together, we can look around and think of those things, those blessings, how wonderful God has been to provide for us throughout this past year. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, "While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God." Speaking about our giving, and we're given the opportunity through Christ to become liberal giving in helping one another and supporting the work of the Lord and the preaching and helping one another in time of need. We are enriched in everything. God provides for us. We cannot outgive God. And when we are generous and liberal in our giving, many thanksgivings come back to God as a result of that. People are able to see God's hand. Sometimes we're able to be a part of the Christians in the Philippines through the connections that we have with Emilio Alvarez and Jim Putterball there as they live in that country and try working to preach Christ there. We become aware of those needs that sometimes they have, and we're able to send and help them. But there's thanksgiving to God that God blesses us and He blesses them, and God receives thanksgiving as we engage in helping those who are in need. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, he says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." So again, he is saying here that in whatever you do, in word or deed, to be thankful in it. To give Him thanks. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be thankful to God. So in every day of our life, in everything that is going on, being full of thanksgiving is a way of life. It is a habit of your heart with God. And that is a godly quality, a God-centered quality, that we acknowledge God in our lives as the one that we trust in and follow. Now there are things in life that we all are hindered in our thanksgiving to God. Things that will pop up in our life that can keep us away from being thankful, can turn our minds away. And we need to be on guard against those things. And one of them is doubt. That whenever doubt arises in our heart, it is possible for us as Christians to begin to doubt God's faithfulness. When God says to us in His Word that all things work together for good, it is possible for us to begin to question that and to doubt that God is being truthful to us. And if we doubt God's character in this, in His promises of His Word, then it can begin to cause us that we are not going to be thankful to God. We can have doubts in other areas of our life. Well, God would not have let this happen to me if He really loved me. Those doubts begin to plague us in our thoughts, and they begin to poison our hearts so that we do not return thanks to God as a result of that. Another thing is selfishness, that we can be guilty of wanting things to ourselves the way we want it, instead of trusting God to provide for us as according to His will. In other words, I am not content with the circumstances of my life. I may look around and I see someone has it better over here, and I want that for myself. Why can't I have that? We begin to question and doubt and not return thanks to God because God has blessed us. And looking within our and saying, all of the blessings that God has given me, I thank Him. I'm content with those things. Another is worldliness, just the love of the world, love of the things of this world. The trivial pursuits of this life, the passions and pleasures and the possessions of this life can spring up in our hearts to the point that we are not content and we're not thankful to God. We want to have more of the things of this life. We become consumed with all of this stuff that is around us. Then we can have a critical spirit, a negative attitude that we can begin to have. And if we allow that to go on in our hearts, it again will destroy any thankful feelings that we have to God. To begin to be complaining about everything around us, and grumbling and complaining and moaning and griping and sighing, and instead of being thankful to God and looking and finding something to be thankful for. We can easily focus on the wrong things, and instead of praying that God will help us deal with those things that are difficult as He has promised, and just look and see all of the good things that He is doing and He is providing for us. And then there can be an impatience that we have that, like little children, I want it right now. I'm not willing to wait to see God work this out. I want it right now. My way. And we become impatient and become critical and negative again and do not return the thanksgiving to God. And just being spiritually cold and a lack of zeal for the things of God in our life. We begin to look within ourselves instead of focusing on God, and we begin to lose any feeling of thankfulness that we have. The Apostle Paul, he writes in Philippians chapter 4, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." God is working things out. God is working in our lives all the time. And whenever things are upsetting and anxious, give it over to Him. Trust Him that He is at work. How do we develop a thankful heart and a thankful attitude? Well, as we read, one of the things is to be rooted in Christ, rooted and grounded in Christ. As Paul writes, he says, "As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." So be rooted and grounded in Christ and make your life about that, and you will be thankful. Looking at the blessings that we have in our lives and realizing that God is providing us the fruit of the Spirit. He is building joy and peace and love into us as we grow in life. But we also have a part to play in that we need to give Him thanks. He says, "Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to begin and end the day with thanksgiving. And in Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2, he said, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." So begin and end every day with thanksgiving. It will help us to be thankful people. List out your blessings. Think of those things. Think more and more of the things that you have. Karen read a book last year, I think it was, 1,000 Blessings. And the author of the book had been through some trying times, but she encouraged people to take a journal and write out 1,000 blessings. And Karen was working on that for several months, and I think finally got there to 1,000. But, you know, that is an amazing thing, that the more you begin to think of your blessings and write them down, it is amazing how many things we do have to be thankful for. Think about those more and more. And devote yourself in prayer to God. Spend time with God in prayer. As we saw, Jesus this morning went away into the mountains to pray. For hours and hours, he was up there alone, praying to God. Go into your room and close the door and pray to God every day. And it will change your life. Devote time to Him. As Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant, watchful in it with thanksgiving. There are many, many scriptures in the Bible that we can find that God is encouraging us to be thankful, and the blessings that it will give us, how it will change our life. Psalm 34, verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." As we think about this time of year and Thanksgiving, make this a habit of your heart. Make it a custom of your day to begin and end with thanksgiving. Whatever feelings of doubt and uncertainty there are that have crept into your heart, thanksgiving will take them away. It will bring the peace of God back in your heart. It will bless you and bring God's closeness and power into your life in ways that you cannot imagine. So as the writer, Paul, he says there, in everything, give thanks. If you're here this morning and you need to become a Christian, we want to extend to you that opportunity and that encouragement this morning that Jesus Christ died for your sins. And He rose from the dead. The Bible promises that He's coming for us again. Before He left this earth, He sent His apostles out into the world with the good news of the gospel. And He told them to go out and to preach the gospel to every creature. And He said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." And there's an invitation that is extended to each person to come to Jesus Christ, surrender your life to Him in faith and repentance and confession and obedience to the gospel, and you will receive forgiveness, you will receive a new life, you'll be raised to walk in newness of life, and live faithfully, and Jesus will come again, and we will have a home in heaven someday. So if you're subject to that invitation this morning, we invite you to come while we stand together and sing.